Preparing Our Future.
Here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, a Mountain Home is leading Mayflower 31-22 here in the opening matchup of the Jake Gray Invitational at Valley Springs. So glad you're joining us for today's broadcast. We've been so looking forward to bringing you this matchup. And so far, if you're cheering for the blue and gold, you got to like what you see. And by the way, I do want to give out, in case anybody from Mayflower is watching, because I talked to their coach and told them where they could find the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. So if you guys are watching Mayflower, we give you a shout out. Tell you what, you've got some good players on your team too that I think will just get better once the season continues.
Yeah, we were just talking during the break, Matt. You know, first game, come out if you're the Lady Bombers and you got a 9-point lead. And this Mayflower team is a team that they're gonna do well in their conference. They've got a lot of seniors. They've got girls that can handle the ball. Anytime you have a post like York and you have a guard like Whittington, anytime you have a point guard and a post in girls basketball, you're going to be good. They also got some pieces that can stand out on the outside and hit shots when they draw defenses. So it's a team that is going to do very well. It's a great matchup for the Lady Bombers right here. They play man defense and were able to run some man sets. And it's early. You're seeing them kind of all figure out what they've got, and both coaches are doing that right now.
All right, right now, Mountain Home's leading scorer is Lake and Moore with 11 points. So far, the only one in double figures. Also, Jalen Yonkers with 7 so far. Parker Husky with 5. In addition, 3 each for Witten Coleman and for Sarah Williams. And 2 so far for Anna McCarn. For Mayflower, leading the way is Riley Whittington, the senior who has been offered by both South Arc and Central Baptist College. So you know, I wonder if kind of curious to see if any of the scouts are here watching her, going to be here watching her this week. Anyway, she's got 8 so far, 7 so far for Kiki Williamson, who has also been offered by South Arc, 3 for Nia Delph, and 2 each for Miranda Leslie, Ella York as well. This game so far has had 2 ties and 2 lead changes. Rebounds, Mountain Home out rebounding Mayflower 14-9, and turnovers are even right now, both teams with 7 apiece. We want to take another quick break, come back and talk more about this tournament and also what else is to come. Right now at halftime, it is Mountain Home leading Mayflower 31-22. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't wake up in the middle of the night with icicles hanging from your nose because your heat went out. Call Central Heating and Cooling today if you need a new system or to start a planned maintenance. For us to come out and clean and check your unit, change the air filters to ensure your comfort and safety. And as always, our planned maintenance customers are a top priority. Call us today at 425-4717 or visit centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. As right now, Mountain Home is up on Mayflower 31-22 here in the opening of the Jake Gray Invitational. Now, if the Lady Bombers will win, they will play the winner of the game later this evening between Farmington and Mountain View. That game would be Wednesday evening at 7:30. Now, if Mountain Home loses, they would play one of those two teams in the consolation side of the bracket Wednesday evening at 5. I'd say, we were talking about, you and I were talking about Farmington during the break, and even with the talent they lost last year, it's still going to be a tough team to contend with.
Yeah, you know, this tournament over here, this is a tournament that we signed up for. It's close to home, so we get to keep it close, and you always want to come and see good competition. And, man, you got Farmington, you got Mountain View. That Mountain View, I mean, Caitlin McCarn is the real deal. She's going to OBU, and she's I'm a stud, to be honest with you. And then Farmington is going to be just loaded. They lost to Jenna from last year, and yep. She's playing for the Hogs. But, I mean, they might be better. I mean, they're deeper. I've watched them. They look really good. And, you know, this tournament, on the bottom half of the bracket, you've got Melbourne, and I think they're playing, what, Rogers Heritage?
Yes,
which,
right.
You know, they lost a really good player last year. That was a majority of their offense. We saw them at the hangar. And then you got Clinton, who's playing Valley Springs. And yep. Clinton had a point guard that was a junior last year that is back, and she was the real deal.
Yeah.
Remember playing them at Mountain Home for our tournament. And, I mean, so there's just really good teams. And even if you play tomorrow and you lose that game and you go to the consolation of maybe, say, the winner's side, if they're in there, you're going to play a good team in that consolation
game. No question.
And, you know, if you lose, you're going to – I mean, if you lose and you got a chance to play Farmington or Mountain View, if you win, you got a chance to play Farmington or Mountain View. Two really good teams. So you're going to get some good competition here.
And I tell you, and just being at Valley Springs, this, you know, it doesn't matter how much talent they lose. They're always going to play tough. Basketball is taken very seriously.
Oh, man, it
is. Place.
Yeah, so we played summer ball with Macy and Taylor Trammell's out there. Macy's on there. They've got some really good players. I was talking to Macy's dad before this game started, and he was like, man, we've played Mayflower. They're tough. We played Farmington their summer. We held them. We played them within five. And so Valley Springs is going to be a tough out, especially in their own gym here. And I'll tell you what, Melbourne. Man, Melbourne's got a little Caraway girl. She's their point guard. She's really good. They've just got loaded talent down in Melbourne. You don't talk about taking basketball serious. I think you were born in the gym, and you get a key to it the day you're born if you're a girl, getting a girl down there in Melbourne.
Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Mountain Home leading Mayflower 31-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Mayflower's ball to start this second half. As again, Mount Holmes up by 9, 31-22, our score. It will be, it looks like it'll be Francis trading the inbound pass on the near sideline. Mayflower will be moving left to right for this second half.
Yeah, I think key in here. We saw Whittington get a little tired right there. Mountain Home, full court pressure defense on her the whole time. She got tired there in that second quarter. Let's see. We're trapping her right now to start. Let's see if we can make her use her legs and try to get her tired this second half.
Inbound pass goes to Delph in the backcourt. She'll give it to Whittington, who brings it across the timeline. Whittington drills to the left side, gives it there to Williamson. Up top to Delph. Over on the right side to Francis.
You know, Matt Williamson's a really good-looking girl. She's
really
about 5'11", strong. She looks the part down there.
15 left on the shot clock. His ball goes up top. Now over to Whittington on the left side. Up top now to Williamson. Back over to Whittington on the left.
Yeah, this is what you want. There's 6 seconds left. Mayflower hadn't even triggered an action yet on an offensive side of the ball.
Ball's knocked around. It's going to be a shot clock violation. And